You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, Episode 6. In this episode, I will talk about what to do when you're stuck. So let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda Sheen. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaurson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about how to get moving when you're feeling stuck. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order. If you're sensitive to language, I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. So what am I working on right now? I'm working on a watercolor landscape. I decided to put the forest nymph on hold until I figure out what to do next. I'm doing more refashions of clothing because I need clothes. I'm working on some hangouts. I'm planning out the next couple of hangouts. And, of course, my two podcasts. I'm also working on coming up with new subjects for videos and Periscope. I'm working on symbol number 47 out of 100. And I'm starting a new series of paintings with local landscapes. But what do you do when you're stuck? All of us have felt stuck on some kind of project at some time, including me, several times. I want to give you a couple of things to try when you get there so you don't have to spend a lot of time in that place. So you can get some traction and move on. Number one, do something different. Step away and try something different. Trying something different is a great way to challenge your creativity to work in new ways. It forces you to think differently, work your way around new kinds of obstacles, and dive into a whole new area of creating. This reduces the perfectionist part, the part of you that wants to do it right, and leaves you free to just create. Trying to make things perfect limits your creativity. It sets boundaries on how things should look when they're finished. By doing something you don't usually do, you have no expectations, so you're free to just express yourself. It's a great way to bust your creativity wide open. It can be quite a transformative experience. When you're challenging your brain to work in new ways, you stop churning the same questions and it opens up for new ideas. Banging your head against a wall won't get you unstuck. Doing something different will. Harvard University researcher and psychologist Shelley H. Carson says, "A distraction may provide the break you need to disengage from a fixation on the ineffective solution. You may even find out that you really like what you try and that you want to do more of it or find a hidden talent or two." Number two is go outside. Go somewhere. Preferably somewhere you haven't been in a while or somewhere you haven't been at all. Take in some new scenery. Number three is set a challenge for yourself. Set yourself a challenge which fits into your life and jump in with both feet. I've challenged myself to do some kind of artwork every day in 2015. It may not work for you, but it's worked for me for the last 8 months. Number four is join someone else's challenge. Kelly Wynn Conrad has a permanent challenge of making a series of 100 artworks on one subject. Michaela Cristallo of For the Creators has one that's about getting 30 minutes of creative play a day. It's just posting a picture and adding a hashtag, so it's not something that takes a lot of time. I myself host month-long creativity challenges in both April and October, so you have a couple to choose from there. Number five. Well, this is the last one. When you can't do it yourself, reach out and ask for help. Don't let your work sit half finished because you're afraid to talk to someone about it. If you don't know anyone you feel comfortable talking to, then join the Creative Explorers group or book a cup of tea with me. It doesn't have to be hard. If you can't free yourself from being stuck, you do need help. So get some help. Today's inspirational words are by Abraham Hicks, and he says, "The greatest gift you can give yourself is freedom from what others think." And I think that's very profound, because a lot of us get inhibited or stopped completely by what others say to us or what we think they might say to us. So that's a good one. Today's creative prompt is, try some scrapbooking. You can cut, paste, stamp, and decorate to your heart's content. Most examples of scrapbooking available are very romantic, pretty, and frankly, quite girly. The style you choose is completely up to you. You don't have to go for the romantic look if you don't want to. You can also do digital scrapbooking if that suits you better. Remember to sign up and join me for the Playing with Photos Hangout that is tonight. That's tonight at 4:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 p.m. or 22:30 Central European Time. That's it for me for today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about why making a mess is good for you. If you have any questions, just reach out to me at linda@lindaersen.net. And remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.